Oh, Greg, how could you? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When Greg Mortensen came on my show a few years ago to promote his book Three Cups of Tea, about how after a failed attempt to climb K2, he vowed to build a girls' school for the kindly Pakistani villagers who had nursed him back to health, I was captivated, because here was a guy who was going to undermine the Taliban through education. Well, CBS's 60 Minutes busted that little myth last Sunday, and now Mortensen's chief accuser, John Krakauer, a former donor, has posted a 75-page online evisceration of the Mortensen mystique. Krakauer acknowledges that Mortensen's organization has built 170 schools and has educated many girls, but says none of those schools are in Taliban-infested areas and many are empty. No staff, no students. And that his organization is primarily a permanent book and lecture tour that pays Mortensen a handsome salary and flies him around in private jets so he can collect money for telling tall tales. But should we be shocked by this? To raise money, you need a compelling emotional story. No story, no money. Critics slam the Drudge Report because its whole business plan is to give routine news stories scary headlines, but it gets 10 billion hits a year. So, how do we protect ourselves from being suckered? Well, number one, question everything. And number two, maybe instead of giving money to the slickest, most compelling causes in your inbox, you seek out something local, run by somebody you actually know and can check up on, and give to that, even if it's kind of boring. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.